Blog Talk Radio.
James Peterson Show, as James is here every Monday here at this time at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. James provides heart-centered healings and intuitive life coaching to assist you with living your true heart in all your relationships and challenges in your life. Trained as a licensed clinical social worker with close to 30 years counseling experience and a founder of the True Heart Path, James offers heart-directed guidance and help with whatever you are needing help with. Join James with all of his amazing guests Monday, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on his Living Your True Heart radio show to help you find true peace within and to align with your soul for the greatest possible life path of your heart. And with that, here is James Peterson. Welcome back, James.
Hello, Michael. How you doing?
Doing good, my brother. How was your holidays?
Just a wonderful holiday, just being with family and friends. And this is my sister up in Syracuse with my mother and my kids, and just wonderful time just being with family. And you know, I love the whole season. I love the snow and love all the lights being out and everything, and just beautiful season. How was your holiday?
Yeah, I agree. It's I enjoyed it with family, and it just, I think, even though I worked, there's work that I do on the radio show other than broadcasting, of course, but as far as the actual broadcasting, I took a break, and I think it's great for all of us to find times that we take a break and to recharge our batteries, as I say. Because I tell you, James, I've been doing this 9 years straight, and I wouldn't have lasted this long if I didn't put breaks somewhere in the year. And I think that's, for all of us.
You know, working in the field all these years as a counselor, as a social worker, I just see so many people in the field that don't take breaks, that don't take vacations. And I always say to them, it's so important to take those breaks because it recharges you, like you said. It recenters you. You maintain your motivation and your values and everything that you got into the field for. So I always, either whether I'm supervising someone or whether I have coworkers, I say, take that time for yourself. So I fully agree with you. You know, at one point during the break, I happened to see you had done a show talking about your experience all these years. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. You must have caught that Thursday show that one of our guests was unable to be here. So people were asking me to keep talking, And so, yeah, I was talking about my experience.
You know, one of the things I love more than anything talking to people about their spiritual path. I think I mentioned I'm doing a documentary. I went all around the country interviewing people on their true heart path and their special gifts and how they're becoming more aware of their true abilities and their true nature. So I don't really know a lot about your path. Would you be willing to share right now on our show about your path?
Sure, James. I'd love to. Thank you. People ask, why am I doing this show? Where does it come from? And to me, it comes from the goodness of the show, it comes from tragedy. As I always say, bad things that happen that are bad, good things always come from it. And this is a great example of Journey into the Light. And the reason being is when I was 13 years old, my dad died suddenly. Just one morning, he didn't wake up. And, very, very hard to take being so young. And I didn't really think anything worse could happen. And my sister would ask me all the time, my little sister, what would happen if something would happen to mom? And I said, that wouldn't happen. There's no way. God would never let that happen. Well, 3 years later, driving a car, I just turned 16, driving the family car with all of us in there to Colorado for see my brother for a vacation. It's Memorial Day weekend, and my mom has a heart attack in the car and has a blood clot go straight to her heart, and she dies right there next to me in the front seat. And that just blew me away. I couldn't believe that a loving God would let, kids have no parents while they're still in school. I couldn't understand that. So from there, I went on to one more year of school. Then I went to college, and then I just really worked, and I didn't have much feelings for people or things. I was pretty cold, I guess you could say. I still believe, but I believe God was pretty dark, and I would have a very slight chance ever making it to heaven. I'd be lucky to get to purgatory, was my thoughts. And I got married, and for some reason I was in a bookstore, and I came across a book from Daniel Brinkley, who's had three near-death experiences, who's actually my guest tomorrow on LA Talk Radio, and I picked up his book, and I was blown away by his experience on the other side. And what I mean by that is his his kind of about God's love, and I just was just shocked. So I couldn't get enough of people's near-death experiences, and that got me on my spiritual ride, as I say. And also what led me, I've always was interested, because of my parents' passing so early, I was always interested, where did they really go? I was interested in the other side so much, into ghosts and things like that, that I started the show 9 years ago, more as a kind of a paranormal show, And quickly, though, when I had on some psychics and life coaches, it quickly turned into a spiritual show. And when I saw the, as far as the amount of help people got from the show, I'll never forget the what really centered me making this a spiritual show was a lady who wrote me a letter who I never knew listened to the show. She never called in. She was never in the chat room. She never emailed me, but she emailed me one day, and it was a real day that I was having a lot of difficulties because when I started this radio show, a lot of people who had shows were very jealous and were attacking me from all sides. And I really thought I was going to end the show. I told my wife, I said, it just isn't worth it. And I got this email, one night, the same night I was going to close the show. And it was from a lady who had a fiance who died the week of when they were supposed to get married. And she thought her life was done, over with. Why live on? She wanted to be with him, and she was going to end her life. And she said somehow she came across my show, and she started to listen on her lunch hour, and it restored her life. She no longer wanted to end her life, and she wanted me to know this. And from there, I, instantly, went to God and asked, how could I make this something I could do on a big scale? I want to help people. So, kind of a long answer, but my journey really, if it wasn't for the tragedy of my parents, and because that is really what got me to wanting to know the other side so much that I was willing to go into the New Age section of the bookstore, which as a Catholic growing up, that was the no-no section to go in. But because I wanted to know, so that is kind of my spiritual journey up to this point.
Wow. Thank you so much for sharing about that, Michael. It gives me a much better understanding of why you do this and how important it is to you. That's really great to know for me. I've worked with a lot of people over the years, and I worked with this one man who was getting ready to be a professional basketball player. But he told me about what happened was back when he was growing up, both his parents died when he was 13. When he was 13 years old, both his parents had died, similar to you. And he was put in with different people to live with, and he struggled. But then he developed a skill in basketball, and he started using that to try to build himself and move forward in his life. And then he got hurt. And then he couldn't do that anymore. Then he became a counselor for kids. But then he had a brain injury, and he ended up being in a coma and, just barely lived through it, got back out, really had nobody to take care of him, had to go into a shelter, and his whole life turned around. But what he says is that through everything, he realized that God had a plan for him, that God had a plan. He has a very strong faith, and he realizes what's most important now is what's in his heart and in his children and his family, and that he says he's more peaceful now than he's ever been in his life, just because he had everything. As a star basketball player, he had everything. But he realized that now he has more than he ever had. So it's amazing how our life path takes us to these different places. And look at now, you're doing this radio show and touching so many people's lives.
Yeah, it's you're 100% right. I've never been more at peace. And I have done other jobs that I made a whole lot more money. This is not a moneymaker by any means. It pays the bills. That's it. But again, that was my prayer, James. That was my prayer. I said, I'm not looking to make, a bunch of money or become famous. I said, I just want something to pay the bills, of course, to provide for my family like everybody has to do. And other than that, I just want to help people. And that's exactly what it's been. So, and I've been so at peace. I love every day I go to, quote, work. I don't feel like work, but it's really a joy. And so I just love it. I just love the people I get help. My heart goes out to them just like you do. And that's why I really admire you, James, because you've done this for so long and you have such a heart for people. You so care for people. I mean, it's so obvious, and I love it because I'll tell you, in this business, everybody that comes on is not totally exactly what they say they are. But I'll leave that alone. But you, it's so obvious that you really care. Your true intent is there, and It's beautiful to see.
Oh, thank you so much. And you know, I just would say that it's just my heart. My heart that God gave me is to live my heart. And it's just for you, like you said, it's not work. It's like play. But when I help people, I feel it's so my essence. It's why I'm here. And you know, when I think about you being 13 years old and it happening to you, how that could affect your whole development, how you could go in all these other directions. And people do. Some people end up in jail. Some people end up killing themselves. So for you to be able to have the courage and to be able to keep taking that next step forward and going forward in your life, you know, you say going to college, getting married, keep trying to explore what this other side's all about. So now you have this show. We have all these people come on that have all these different gifts and abilities. What have you learned yourself about this other side? What is this other side really? What's it all about, this other side?
Well, that's a good question. I have interviewed so many people, over 4,000 shows I've heard. So when I get all the answers and I kind of put it together, blend it all together, and what do I feel the other side is? I discuss this with my son a lot at night, obviously we don't have all the answers, but I definitely, as I tell my listeners, the other side, you know, the light is God, and the light is love, and that's why I tell my listeners that even if something bad happens to you, it's for a good reason, because if you really know God's love, and you get that in near-death stories, I mean, those are proven. You don't have to – there's really nothing to be skeptical of there, I don't think. And you see, God's love. And so if you know that and you know what God's love is, you know that He can't – anything that would be done would be out of love. And just like my story – it made me more independent by that. And I think that's what my life path, this go around, I needed to do. I need to be more independent, which I had to be instantly. And this show would never be here, I know that. I would go into business. I would still be in the Catholic Church on a regular basis. I still go on occasion, but I'm just saying I wouldn't have jumped to the spirituality at all, because I wouldn't have an interest into the other side. But the other side to me is just pure love, God's love, and yeah.
You know, there's always talk about what heaven is and what hell is. And I don't really think it's another place. I think it's within yourself. At any point in your life, you can experience heaven and hell depending upon what you feel about yourself, what you feel about life, and how you feel yourself oriented in this world. And I truly see myself where these moments of heaven on earth are just moments. They're just simple moments, just sitting with a friend and just feeling so complete and just feeling so blessed to have this conversation. I mean, even like right now, having a conversation with you as my brother and hearing you talk about your heart and what you've been through. This is heaven on earth. This is being with somebody I feel connected with. I feel I can understand where he's come from, and I just feel so blessed to have this moment right now.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. We have a lot of heaven on earth, and we could definitely have, you know, make it hell on earth too. That might be the only hell there is the hell that we make it here on earth. I think that's it.
So when you talk about all these people that are out there right now and all these people that are going through their own challenges, like you said, you've been through all your challenges. I've been through my challenges. We know everybody's challenged by something. I know every friend that I have is going through something right now, whether it's emotional, whether it's physical, whether it's spiritual, or whether it's just something where they're doubting themselves or fearing, or maybe they get caught in greed. Everybody has these different challenges that they're facing. And that's why I say, well, we're all here to help each other, support each other. So I'm guessing along the way, when you were 13 years old and you lost your parents, who stepped up to help you? How did you get supported? How did you continue to be guided on your path?
Yeah, well, well, when I lost my mom at 16, we had no parents. So what happened was we had wonderful grandparents. So my dad's parents lived in the town we lived in up in Nebraska. I was raised in a small town. And then my grandma, my mom's mom, moved from Chicago to be our mom. And she's the one that stayed with us and then continued to stay for my younger sister, who is about 4 years younger than me. So she stayed with her till she graduated. And then she moved down here to Oklahoma with me and my brother, and just recently passed away at 93 years old. And the funny story about my grandma was that my grandma was the person who I can remember as a little kid who would always say, "I don't have much time to live, that this is going to be my last year I'm going to be around." And we would always, as we got older, we'd always kid her about it. And she would say, nah, because she said, "This is it. This is the final year. I'm serious." Well, she died at 93. So she was a little off on that dying young thing. So, but she was just, just.
She had all those years with up to 93 years old. She was here with you.
Yes. And she, she had a difficult time understanding if there was anything after here. And when I became and got on my spiritual ride, I would give her books. I would talk with her. And she said, "I know, I read these books and I know what they say, but I just am not 100% convinced." She the funny thing is interesting thing is on her, I guess you would say her deathbed when she got sick, and she got sick quick. And it really was her wish. Her wish was that she wouldn't be laying in a nursing home. She didn't want that. And she didn't have to do that either. But on her last couple of weeks, she told me, she said, "You know, that thing you've always talked about the other side and heaven and what it's like." And she said, I believe it now. And she actually, interesting thing about my grandma was she had visitations from my mom several weeks before she died. She told me that, she said, "You know, last night your mom was here." And I said, "Wow." "Really?" And she said, "Yeah, she visited." And so I knew then she was close. And one other quick story was we were all in her hospital room one night, and we were all gathered around her bed talking to her, the whole family. And one of the younger grandkids said, "Grandma, can you name everybody around this room?" And she said, "Yeah, well, of course I can." And she started naming everybody off. And in the middle of the room, against the wall, there was a space. And she said, "Who's that?" And we're like, "Grandma, there's no one there." She said, "Yes, there is. Who's that?" And there was a spirit in the room that she didn't recognize, at least at the time. She was seeing the other side already. So,
you know, I don't know if I ever told you, I think I might have mentioned the radio before, but when I was growing up, I began interviewing. I just loved interviewing. I interviewed all the career counselors in the Capital District because I wanted to be a career counselor, help people to get into their careers and get into their intrinsic ability, what they're brought into this earth to be. And then over time, I continued on my spiritual path. I met this man, Jeffrey Scott Alexander. I was like 18 years old, and he was at Leachmere, and I was working there. And I started talking to him, and he said he was a psychotherapist, and he did group therapy. So I said, well, I have an aunt that has a bipolar disorder, and I really want to better understand her. I go to a community residence. I see all the people there. I talk to all the people there, and I want to better understand her and how to help her and how to support her with where she is. So that began my path. I started meeting with him once a week, and he would teach me anything I wanted to learn. If I wanted to learn about Eastern mysticism, he had me read the Seth material, Nature of Personal Reality, Zen and Art of Motorcycle Maintenance, just all these different things. And he would have me learn about expressive arts. I learned about Taoism and Gestalt therapy. And so here I am, 18 years old, learning all these different things. And as I went along, he like opened the door for me. Then I started counseling people with schizophrenia. And as I counseled people with schizophrenia, I said, what's going on with these people? It's like they're in another reality. How do you even define where they are? You know, the construct of reality with schizophrenia is different from different cultures. So I said, well, look at the Aborigines, how they look at schizophrenia. Look at how we look at chemical imbalance. Look at these voices. What are these voices all about? So I was guided by my dad to meet this woman, Dee Kirsten, and she had written a book called Imperfection. And she wrote all about the light body, which was channeled. So I'm meeting this woman that channeled all this material and talked about the light body and the rod of light and the chakra system and everything. And I said to her, I want to help you write a book. So we started exploring writing a book together. And as we did, I began to interview people on sacred space. So I interviewed all these people all around the world in Hawaii, kahunas. I interviewed shamans. I interviewed people that near-death experiences. I mean, several people with near-death experiences to try to get a better understanding of consciousness. So I, like you, I just wanted to understand, what is this all about? How are we a multidimensional self? What is this other realm about? What is this world about? What is our, why are we even here? What are we supposed to be doing here? I mean, just like you, it just fascinates me how our soul operates and how everybody's soul is operating, how we all have these really unique paths. And I know Danian Brinkley, I read his books, and I remember him having these near-death experiences. He had these really horrible deaths, and then he had another one. But each time he went to the other side, he had this really pure understanding of what love was all about and why we even come here to Earth. And we're really here to teach and live and be love. So what I look at is that I, like myself, I've met with many different people that were psychic and all these gifts and all these different abilities. They tell me all these different things about myself and all these great things I'm going to do on this Earth. But what I recognize more than anything is each and every moment, that's all that really matters. Are you able to come from your heart in this moment? Because you can have all the gifts and abilities, all the knowledge and awareness, but it really comes down to love. Like in Corinthians, it all comes down to love. In the final analysis, in the end of everything, it's love. So where is God? God's in everyone. God's in everything. So we just have the choice to be able to express God or deny God. In this moment, am I going to love? Am I going to unify? Am I going to harmonize? Or am I going to detach and separate and alienate? So I know what you mean, Michael. It's just a beautiful journey, and everybody has something to share. Everybody has their own wisdom to share from their own experiences. I mean, your 93-year-old grandmother, I mean, you probably learned so much from her, didn't you?
Oh, yes. I mean, she brought me just not just her experience and knowledge and stories, but her culture because, again, I was born in a suburb of Chicago, but quickly moved to Nebraska and was raised out there in the farm and all of this stuff. And we had a kind of small town, about 10,000 people. But because of my closeness to my grandma and then my parents dying, I spent quite a bit of time in Chicago and I learned that culture. And because she lived in Cicero, which is in downtown, basically Chicago, and a lot of the German and Bohemian styles. It really has helped me in life. I've ran across so many people that, you know, that have the, I don't know, here in the Plain States, people think that people in Chicago and New York, you know, can be rather abrupt. But as I told, when I used to work at the bank, people, we had an employee that was from Chicago, and people said, wow, she's like really rude. I said, no, guys, she's from Chicago. That's the way they talk there, but she's a very nice lady. Just get to know her. And she, you know, we bonded just because of that. And so that really has helped me. Tremendously, especially doing this show, we're, you know, running across so many people, and we definitely have a lot of New York listeners on this show. So it's you know, people are just different customs. It doesn't make people so that's kind of what my grandma helped me with so much is to learn so many different customs and ways, and just kind of respect it, not, you know, look down on it or nothing like that.
Yeah, I've had friends of all different cultures. I've had so many friends with all different types of spiritual expressions of who they are, whether it's religious or spiritual, whether it's Buddhist or Catholic, or, you know, whether it's just something they're learning about, you know, connecting with nature. But I just love the diversity. I love all the individual expressions. And I really look at it. Everything's an individual expression of God. You know, a tree is an individual expression of God as a tree. A flower is an individual expression of God as a flower. Every human being is an individual expression of God as that human being. And that's why I say if we can really respect the diversity, we just can incorporate so many things into our own heart and our own soul. I mean, I love the Native American culture and the reverence for nature and how they feel a connection to God through nature. And they honor everything. They don't waste anything. They make sure that they have everything and they see the origin of it and their connection to it and the relationship to it. And it's beautiful. And when they dance, they're dancing in connection with nature. They're dancing for certain rituals to be able to align with the universe, to be able to help bring balance. I mean, every culture is just so rich. And I think we can learn from everything. I know there's so many things going on politically now where everybody's being divided for different reasons. And, you know, I just hope that we can all look at each other as all being together on this planet together. And we're all going to affect each other, that everyone has an ability to make this world a better place. And it really depends what you put your attention on. You can put your attention on all the negativity. You can put your attention on all that's going wrong in the world. Or you can put your attention on what's going good and what's good in yourself, what's good in each other, and help sponsor that in each other. I mean, one of the things I love as a counselor, as a social worker, is that I get to help people to really find in themselves what's beautiful about them. I get to teach them to love themselves and honor who they are. So maybe they're not as productive in society as somebody that's a businessman. Maybe they're in a wheelchair. Maybe they're not able to speak like other people. Maybe they have short-term memory issues. But where they are and how they are is perfect. You know, when you talk about the other side, I just love the image of this. Just imagine, Michael, before we come into this plane, we sit in a room and we're at this big table, this round table, and we're saying, okay, you know, I'm going to need your help with this lifetime. I want you to play this role, and you're going to play that role, and you're going to antagonize me, and you're going to fire me, and you're going to be my lover, and you're going to be my child. Okay, so here's the game plan. Now, when I go in, I'm probably going to forget a lot of this stuff, so we might not recognize each other. However, let's do our best to wake up when we get a chance to and really be able to appreciate that this is really a chosen experience from our soul. So just imagine that we have this whole experience before we come into this lifetime with all the people that probably shared many lifetimes with us, and now we're going to experience this lifetime together, and we all have a role for each other. And everything we do supports each other. So even if that person's supporting me by playing my boss, I'm supporting them by being their employee. We both learn from the experience. We're in a love relationship. We know we're going to learn from each other. We're going to learn how to communicate with each other. We're going to learn how to be able to respect each other, how to listen to each other. So everything, and to imagine that every single moment of our life is so intricately planned that even meeting a stranger is a divine encounter. Maybe we had past lives with them. Maybe we're working through karma right now. Maybe they're going to give us a gift that's going to bring us forward in our life to help us to meet a challenge down the road. So to look from that point of view, from the other side, this other side is what's with us right now. And when you think about angels, they're talking to us all the time. Are we willing to quiet our mind to listen? So, I mean, to me, it's just such a beautiful reality if we can see that our soul path is our soul path, and not to judge ourselves what's happening in our life, but to say, this is an opportunity to learn and to grow. And if I can just keep going forward, like if you gave up when you were 13 or 16 years old, if you just gave up and said, you know what, what's the use now? I don't even have any parents. Where's God? There's no God. How could God do this to me? If you didn't continue down the path, you would never realize what it really means to have a relationship with God, with spirit, with the other side. So, I mean, what do you say to other people about this when they're at that point where they feel like they're losing everything? What do you say to them?
Yeah, that's a good question, because it does come up, especially on this show, because this show really brings in people who are not doing so well right now. People don't usually come to the show because everything is hunky-dory, and so a lot of people are at their ends road, and people ask a lot of times, James, does God know what I'm going through? Does God care what I'm going through? I get that question a lot, and I tell him God's right with you right now. I think he lives inside all of us. So he's with us every step of the way. And does he care? I go back to, the near-death experience. And if you believe in that, if you believe that is the other side and God's love, just, you know, the second you cross over and you feel it, you see it, and you and you get this tremendous amount of love, just more than, like one guy said who was had near-death experience, he said he was better than ever on earth. The love was more than he's ever received. So what does that tell you? I mean, that tells you, and, you know, just like my tragedy of my parents, or during the economic crash, we in 08, we lost, that was the other part of pushing me to do this show, because we lost everything when the economic crash happened. We had a very successful kind of electronic business, and we sold things worldwide, me and my wife and I, and it was we had our dream house that we were going to retire in, and we lost it all because the crash happened. And that is when I always wanted to do something to help people, but I was didn't know exactly how, what form to put that in, and I was too comfortable doing what I was doing and providing for my family. So when that happened, it gave me an opportunity to try radio and just see what would happen. So, and if that wasn't bad enough, 3 years after that, the house that we moved into got hit by a tornado. So we had to move again. But you pick up the pieces and you keep on moving. And as I told my kids back then, twice in 3 years, I said, we're going to have to move again, but we're going to be all right. We're going to have a different roof over our head, but we're all going to be together. And we're going to be okay. As long as we're together and we're healthy, we're fine then. And so, yeah.
So you look at that. Now, just imagine, Michael, that before you came into this life, you already plotted this whole thing out. You already plotted out that, you know, your parents were going to live to a certain age, and that was how long they were going to live, and that was part of their whole path, and that you were going to meet your wife, and your wife's going to help you on this journey to really sustain you and support you through the tough times and vice versa, and you're going to have these kids, and they're all going to be a part of your path with you, and you're helping them in their own growth, and all these challenges we're going to face. Each time you're going to face these challenges, you're going to go back to, okay, what's real? I've lost all these things, but what's real? So if you were going to think about what you really wanted to learn this lifetime, what do you think you came here to learn?
Oh, man. I think there's so many things, but other than, you know, I mean, obviously to be self-sufficient, but I think it was to learn compassion, for others, because that is what I didn't have before, and that is what I have so much right now. I help homeless people, you know, here in Oklahoma City. My heart goes out for people, and I guess that is, you know, what gets me. Some people ask Mike, you know, why do you post so many political things on your Facebook? It's because I don't like people being put down. I don't like people making fun of a handicapped person. I don't think it's right, and I just, my heart goes out to people, and I'm not the only one, but yeah.
Well, I've always seen that in you. I've always seen your heart. You have a very compassionate heart. You're so open and you're so embracing of people. I remember different people that came on the radio, that have been coming on the radio show for years, and you just embrace them with love and support, and what can I do to help you? And I know myself and my job, I really feel blessed to be able to be in the lives of the people I help, because they're teachers to me. They're showing me that, you know, James, you could lose everything and you can still have something in your heart that's more beautiful, more powerful than anything that's in value of money or any physical material things. I mean, those things are nice and they can be things that you can create enjoyment in life. But when you lose everything and you see what's still left, it's your heart. And that heart is compassion. That heart is being able to look at other people and look at them with kindness and mercy. You know, sometimes you're in a position of power, and how do you use that power? Are you willing to use that power to help people or to gain more for yourself? So I just feel, you know, with compassion, Greg Braden talks a lot about compassion as being a force. It's really a force. And he also talks about the fact that everything we do in our lives is holographic. So whatever you do in a situation, that can affect every single person on this planet, because we're all connected by our hearts. So if you choose to act in a situation with love and kindness and mercy, instead of being greedy and trying to manipulate somebody or exploit somebody for your own advantage, you change the world. you change the world to a place that can be much more in a heart vibration and much more in a place of compassion, in a place of seeing people. You know, the idea is do unto others as you would have them do unto you. I have people that are in wheelchairs. Now, what if I was in a wheelchair? How would I want to be treated? How would I want to be looked at? How would I want to be supported? I agree with you. I mean, you cannot to judge another person in a wheelchair. You just get in that wheelchair and just forget for a second you can walk out of it and then stay there for a day and see what it's like. See how people look at you. See what it's like when you're trying to get to a door. See like when you go to a place and there's no stairs or no place to get up or anything. You see what it's like and see how you feel. See how your dignity is affected. See how you feel about how you're going to be either have a partner that can love you as you are or not love you as you are. There's so many things that people that are in wheelchairs, that are handicapped, have to deal with that, you know, they're learning compassion. They're learning humility. And we can look at them. We can learn from them. I learn from my clients all the time. Every one of my clients I learn from. Every one of my clients I love equally. I see them all as beautiful souls and equal on their path because the only thing that really matters is that they're on their path. This is their path that they've chosen. This is their path that they're on. And I want to support them in, you know, living the highest expression of their soul, which means if that's learning to love themselves, if that's learning to accept themselves exactly and completely as they are, amen. And I learn every single day from my clients, every single week. So I honor them, and I bow to them, and I thank them so much for helping me to be the person I am.
Yeah, amen to that. Amen to that, because I agree with you. You know, my guests and my listeners, I mean, people think that I and my guest are helping them, and we are to a degree, but they're helping us too, because I could come on and do this show and that I do every day, and I could come to and sit down in this chair and probably sometimes maybe not be in the best of moods, but once I get started and I get talking and I start bringing on callers, bringing on guests, it just really uplifts me where I just feel so good. It's just a good shot of adrenaline. It's just, it's beautiful.
You feel like you're living your purpose, don't you?
Yes, definitely. Yeah, every day.
And you feel God looking through your eyes and God feeling through your heart. I mean, like everybody's, you know, the idea is that there's no separation from Source. There's no separation from God. If God is eternal, then God always is. So what you're seeing with, what you're feeling with, what your heart is all about, what I call your true heart, is you're connecting with God's heart. Because God's heart is the heart that's in every angel. God's heart is in every human being that can choose to love. Because God is love. There's no other simple, more powerful, more profound way of saying it. God is love. God is love. And if we choose to express love, we choose to align with what's real in ourselves, we give expression to that love, we're giving expression to God on this earth. And the people can say, wow, there is a God on this earth because I just recognize God in that person. So I'm seeing with you, there's God in you, Michael, and that God in you is constantly expressing itself, and it's passionate about helping other people because you're helping your children as God. You know, God's helping his children. And God's seeing his children with love, and he's saying, please, just be a vehicle for me to express my love through you. So, yeah, just to be able to honor that relationship.
Yeah, it's you know, and people can, you know, don't have to do a radio show, but they can do anything. I mean, just, you know, helping you know, someone that is elderly or has handicap and they're trying to get their groceries in their car. If you go over and ask, can I help you or can I get that cart for you, which I have done, God, they are so thankful. They're just like, oh, thank you, sir. Oh, and it's like, oh, it's nothing. It's nothing. I'm glad to be of service. And I feel great from doing that.
the expression that Jesus always said, it's more blessed to give than to receive. And I feel that's so true because when you're giving, you're feeling your true power. You're feeling the love in you. You're feeling that God is in you and God's expressing through you. And God's not this like esoteric thing. It's a real relationship. When you feel that love in yourself, and I can feel this love in my heart that just radiates. I can feel the intense heat from it. So I can feel God's being in me. And when I feel that, I just have tears come down my eyes because I just feel this love come through me. And when I look at someone or even watching something on TV and seeing somebody loving somebody, it just – it affects me so deeply because I feel God in my heart just loving as me. I'm not separate. There's no separation between us and God. There truly is not. When we let go of all our doubts and our fears, all our judgments, all that's left is that peace beyond understanding. That's God. It's the place of the centeredness. It's the origin of our being. It's where we're home. It's where it's eternal. It's where there's nowhere else to go. We're already home. And that's love. That's love. So even the people, you know, right now, worried about what's going to happen in our country with our government, all they can do is pray and pray that these people can know God in themselves, that they can see through God in themselves, that they choose to be able to let go of all these this greed and this fear and this ego and this need to dominate and to say, I want to serve. I want to serve the greatest good. So that's what I pray for all the our president and the cabinet and all the people working in our government, that they can wake up and they can say, you know, what's real here and what can I do to make a difference in this world for the greatest good? You know, for the greatest good, not for just the rich people, for all people in all countries. Because even our leader, our president, he's going to affect everybody in the whole world. He's going to affect every single country by how he interacts with them. And he's representing us. So I pray for our leader. I pray for Donald Trump to have a heart that really opens wider and wider to see beyond his own self and see that he is an instrument, that he has a great ability right now to make a huge difference on this planet, that he can learn to see people with love and compassion. He can see people in wheelchairs and say, oh, my God, what if I was in that position? So I have hope for everyone. I think everyone has God in them, and I know Donald Trump has God in him. I know everybody in his cabinet, everybody that's a part of our Senate and our House of Representatives. Every government official has the ability to say, I choose to live my true heart. I choose to live my true heart. And that's when they're back in home in their own heart and home with God. And that's when they're going to feel that love. Not just think about, they're going to feel that love. And it's going to transform their being. Every single cell in their body is going to transform how they see and how they feel and what they want. It's going to change what they want. So that's my prayer. I hope everybody on this radio show right now and that listens later on the archives can share me in that prayer. Our prayer is that every single person in our government is awakened to their true heart, that they can live from their true heart, that they can see with their true heart, that they can feel with their true heart, and know that we're not separate from God, that God really gave us free will to choose God, to choose love. So we have this free will, which is our greatest gift, and we can't blame God for our mistakes. We can't blame God for the problems in the world. God's constantly saying, just listen to me, I'll help you. And that's the angels, and that's the masters, and that's everyone that decides to love on this earth. Everyone decides to be able to say, you know what, I came here to love. That's my purpose. Damian Brinkley said, we all come here to love. We came here to love. He had all these near-death experiences, and every single time he went back, they said, come on, we keep telling you, go back and love. That's your purpose, to love, to be love. Not just to do love, but to be love, to be that light, to be that heart that just shines as God's heart. So you can see my passion for doing this radio show, Michael. I want to share this true heart path with people. I'm doing this documentary right now, and it's called Living Your True Heart. I just finished my last interview. I'm going to share this documentary. I'm doing a GoFundMe right now. If people want to check out the GoFundMe, it's called GoFundMe True Heart Path. You can donate to it. But the purpose of this GoFundMe is to help me to be able to create this documentary that I can go all around the country, all around the world, and share it. And it will make a huge difference helping people to align with what's true in them. I have all these beautiful people I interviewed, all these people with all these gifts and abilities that are living their true heart, that are really living from a place of being a light worker, of being God's instrument on this earth. And I interview them. I talk to them about what it is to be that. And I have this trailer I'm working on right now to share this trailer that's going to show people what this documentary is about. So, again, it's GoFundMe True Heart Path. And again, if you ever want to learn more about what I do, I've got all these videos on YouTube that I've created just in the spontaneous moment of being in my heart and sharing my truth that just was beautiful to me. I was receiving that truth. I was receiving God coming through me. So go on YouTube and look up True Heart Path. You can see I've got like 40 videos. And I just want more people to come onto this show and share with me about their true heart. And if I can be helpful, I'll be helpful. We're just starting the show for the new year. I know I didn't take callers today, but I just want to give people a chance to learn more about why they want to call into this show, what Michael's all about, why this show's so powerful, and all the shows on this network are powerful, because he's talking to people that really want to help people to know themselves and to live their truth. And one thing I know is that if you really want to live the truth, you got to be able to surrender to the truth in your own heart. because you have to say, you know what, I choose love. I choose love. And when you choose love, it really does affect everything in your life, how you see things, what you choose to do, what job you choose to do. Like Michael, he chose to do this job because he loves. He wants to help people. He's been through so much in his own life, and he says, you know what, I see people with love. I see people with compassion because of what I've gone through, and I want to help them. I want to help them to ease their burden, help them to choose to continue to live their life no matter what happens to them. I want to help them to recognize their own gifts and abilities. I want to help them to see that they have all the same things my guests have and my speakers have. They have those gifts in themselves, and that they can honor those gifts, and they can bring those gifts to the surface to bring that light into the world. We all are expressions of God on this earth. We all are expressions of God. Every single person on this earth is an expression of God. And whether they're in a dark place, whether they're in jail, whether they've hurt people, every single person has God in them. And every single person has God, which is love. So to connect with the other side, say it right now, this prayer to the other side, please help me to live my true heart. That's all I ask. Help me to live my true heart. And by living my true heart, it will align me with everyone and everything that is perfect for me in my existence now. So every step I take is going to bring me to that person, to that situation that's my path, that I chose to be here now, to be as me, to be the expression of God that I am. So, Michael, thank you so much for sharing about your path. I feel like you're so passionate to be on this radio show. I look forward to having many guests in this next 6 months or so. I have so many people I already talked to that want to be on this show that I'm going to bring on. And I just think everybody has something to offer. So everybody listening to this show, look what Michael went through. Look what he went through at 13 years old, losing his father, and at 16 years old, losing his mother. He could have given up. I know people that have committed suicide. I know people that go on to the other side and they've said, you know what, I don't care about people anymore. I just want what I want for myself. Well, you know, Michael had the ability to keep moving forward and to keep moving forward to go to college and meet his beautiful wife, his partner in this life, and to have his children and to do this radio show for the last 9 years. And look at his beautiful path, because he didn't give up. He continued to say, I want to know the truth. I want to connect with the other side. I want to live my true heart. And because of that, I'm here on this radio show right now. You're listening to this radio show right now. And each and every show I do every single Monday at 6 o'clock is because Michael chose not to give up. So, Michael, thank you so much for doing this show, for doing all your shows, and for making this world a better place.
Well, thank you, James, for your such kind words. And just thank you for all your, you know, years and years of service. My goodness, you know, 30 years, that's a long time, and you're so deeply invested. It's so easily to see, and it's so beautiful to see how much you just, you know, so want to help others and spread the love. And you do a beautiful, you know, show and service every day. So thank you.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Well, I really feel honored to be on your show. And I didn't know what to expect. I just said, you know, I'm going to just trust that this will be a great experience to share the truth. And, you know, I'm constantly learning and growing. I'm constantly opening myself. I'm constantly humbling myself. And I learn from every single listener. I learn from every single person I counsel. And I do this 1 hour a week. I don't make any money on this. I just want to share the truth. I hope someday to have more ability to counsel so that I can do more of this, because I love this work. I love helping people to find their true heart. I counsel people through both my office in Latham. I counsel people through the phone. My phone number is 518-344-6273. What I say is, we got a whole year, everybody. Let's just pray to align with the other side and say, you know, angels, God, you work through all these angels, these masters that we have, these ascended masters that have already been here, and they're here now to help us, because they've already been where we've been. They've already been through the challenges. They know what it is to be free, to come home. Let's just pray to them and pray that they can guide us to living our true heart. And all the politicians, not just in America, but all around the world, let's pray for them that we can all find this way to see ourselves in unity, in purpose. Just imagine there's a great disaster happening on this earth right now. We say, you know what? We all got to work together. We're all human beings. Whatever skin color we have, whatever our gender, whatever place in the world we come from, we're all on this planet together. We're all breathing the same air. We're all in the same space. We're all in this place of needing to honor our bodies. and be able to take care of ourselves and each other. We need each other. So look at your brother, look at your sister, as every single person on this planet, because truly we are all of one spiritual family. So let's just honor that and honor that prayer each and every moment of our life this year, and be thankful that we have people like Michael that are willing to be able to help us to talk to each other and listen to each other. So thank you so much. I bless everyone. I love everyone. I'm your brother, James. I'll be here the rest of this year, every Monday, 6 to 7. So Happy New Year.
Okay. Thank you, James. Happy New Year to you. And James is here each Monday here at this time. So come on back each week. James does beautiful shows. Check out all of his previous shows on the shows in the archives. James been here each Monday, so, and James' website link is right here on the show page to click on over. Okay, folks, here, if you're live on Journey in Light, we continue. Next hour, we're going to be bringing on Diane Naylor, psychic medium from Canada, and then at 9 p.m. Eastern, our final show of the day, Chuck Bergman and Marilyn Pasek will be joining us together on a psychic roundtable with special announcements coming up. You don't want to miss it. Tonight, 9 o'clock Eastern, special announcements from me and the show. I told you we were going to be adding some little bit of different direction here, and I will make those announcements tonight. So be here. So, okay, I'm going to end this show. Everybody go ahead and call in to the next show with Diane, and we'll see you on the other side.